Well, good morning. It's 7:30 a.m. on Monday, October the 7th, 2024. I'm switching between screens here, trying to make sure I've got this thing running properly. I'm going to move to a neutral screen so that I don't inadvertently tap and shut it off. And now I'm going to put it in my pocket. All right, in theory, and I'll check it in a little bit. In theory, this should still be recording. Unlike yesterday, where as soon as I put it in my pocket, apparently it shut off. At any rate, hi. Yeah, good morning, Monday. So, October 7th, 2024, 44-ish, 42-ish, something in there. Low 40s, quite chilly, quite lovely, actually. I'm dressed for it. I don't have the parka, but I'm wearing 1, 2, 3, 4 layers. So, 4 layers on top, so my core should be fine. So yeah, yesterday was I got back and I pulled the phone out and I checked the recording and it said 11. And for a minute I thought it said 11 minutes and then I realized it was 11 seconds. And I'm like, how is that even possible? And it occurred to me that it must have been while I was putting it in my pocket. I nudged the screen and shut it off. Also, in reviewing the audio, as little of it as there was, I figured out that I forgot to put it in airplane mode. I forgot to turn Bluetooth off. I forgot to silence the internal workings of the phone. And that was a lot of the noise. That was a lot of the noise. At least, I think it was. I'll know better when I get home and look at the waveform this morning when I get it back up on the big screen and I can actually see the detail. So yeah, yesterday I talked a lot about all of the testing that went into the day before when I was trying to figure out what the hell was going wrong with the audio, because it was not the source. I started going back and listening to some of the source MP4s, M4As. And yeah, they're lossy. They're not a perfect recording. And every time I save it, it's a little bit worse. But the third time I copy it, shouldn't be that bad. Second time I copy it. First time is up to a server. Second time is down to the rendering machine. And a lot of it seemed to be the click removal. And several things have happened recently, which makes it difficult to tease things apart. And the first thing that happened was the Ubuntu laptop that I used to process audio updated to the latest long-term support release. And with it came a whole bunch of changes to Audacity, including taking away the option for constant joint stereo MP3s, which is what I have historically thrown out there. Now, I've done that because that's the most, unlike mono, which a lot of people think, mono is not necessarily the most easily parsed as a podcast. But I'm going to go mono. I'm going to go mono a mono. Mono a mono. I record in mono, and usually what I do, my process stream, my post-production stream is get it off the phone, get it onto the laptop, the Linux laptop, the old standby HP Pavilion DV6 or whatever the hell it is. The workhorse that I've had going for over a decade now. Because I don't ask it to do anything much more than handle my email and process audio. And it's certainly up to that task. If long-time listeners might remember, I had to change the drive out of it. I took the mechanical drive out and put in an SSD, which was an adventure in itself, and it works great. So anyway, once it's on there, I import the M4A to Audacity, run one click removal pass, one normalize, resetting the any weird offsets, and setting the maximum volume to -1 decibel. So the final file should not be peaking anybody's meter. If the source is peaking the meter, then I'm going to have a kind of a truncated, overdriven final audio. It can't fix that. I tried running a clipping repair on the others a few days ago, and that just made it worse because the problem wasn't clipping. The problem, when I go back and listen to the M4A in its original form, there's nothing wrong with it. It's with some, you know, minor artifacting here and there, there's nothing wrong with that audio. Yeah, there might be some clicks. There might be a few. There's no extended crackling. There's no noisy. When recording on the new phone, I typically forget to put it into airplane mode, turn off Bluetooth, because Bluetooth runs my hearing aids. I don't need that hearing aid control while I'm trying to record. So turning it off is not a big obstacle. The trick is to keep it off, because Phonak wants to turn it back on again, always. And I have to, in theory, I have to give it permission. In practice, I'm not sure it will wait for it all the time. So I also did not like what that new USB mic was doing to the background noise. I mean, yeah, there's cars that go by. They're a little irritating. It's, Oh, the yard signs have been pulled up. It doesn't look like wind damage. let me just put it that way. It doesn't look like wind damage. So it's not really talking on my morning walk if it sounds like I'm sitting in my living room with the occasional weird jet going by. So I've gone back to the old standby sturt, clipped to the visor of my cap. And you're not hearing much boot action because I'm wearing sneakers, hiking shoes. I need to dig the boots out. Should do that today before I forget. Put on the snow dreads, as it were. Don't want to wait till the last minute. It's October. It could snow. It could very easily snow. I think one year we got our biggest snow, 11 inches of snow on like the 20th of October. And then we didn't get another snowstorm that was bigger than an inch or so for 2 months. It was late December, early January before we got another significant snowfall. It was a weird year. I suspect we're going to have a lot of weird years. Like all the rest of them, at least in my life, will be sort of by definition weird years. There's probably an argument to be made that any year in my lifetime is weird. But I'm not that weird. Anyway, it's too bad weird has now taken on political implications. What are all these cars doing? There's so many cars parked around here. And they are working on the streets, but not in this neighborhood anymore. They've got part of the place dug up the road a bit. Who knows? Cars, man. Sun is bright. Good morning, Mr. Sun. I just made the turn eastward, starting out on the long eastern reach. And the sun has cleared the trees. Anyway, I hope this is going to work out. I really do. Trying to fight with the audio, trying to make it adequate. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it doesn't serve the purpose if it's uncomfortable to listen to. So I'm going to try to fix that. And in large part because I may not be doing this for 20 more years. Would be really good if I could. But realistically, how much longer can I walk 2 miles a day? Every day in the morning, or somewhat. Come upon, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. How much longer can I have the intention of walking every day, even though I don't actually do it every day? That's probably a better way to say it. Realistically, somewhat daily is probably overly optimistic. Although this month I've not done bad. The blue days, if I count the blue days, I've walked. Well, today's the 7th, I think. I walked 7 days in a row and missed the 8th, which was, the 3rd? I think this is the 4th day in a row. So, yeah, I think I've walked every day except one this month so far. So, it's not too bad. I just had so much nope that day. I remember that day. I'm like, no, this isn't happening. Not going to go. Ain't going to happen. I'm spending some time, a little time every day with Roger. I'm paying a call to Shackelford House every day. And have for over a week now. And It's slowly building. It's slowly coming together. It's slowly feeling more like, all right, yeah, let's do this. Oh, that's pretty. I'm looking down the side street here in a cul-de-sac, and it's very picturesque with the sun shining in the trees. A couple of the trees have shed beaucoup leaves. So there's just like little shreds of leaves left at the top of the trees. And there's a lot of yellow leaves still on the trees that the sun is picking up between the houses. And then all of those leaves are scattered across the sidewalk and down the street, looking kind of like a confetti snow. It's and one of the houses is like decked out in Halloween colors, shall we say, doing all the accoutrement of the season, really getting into it. It's really quite pretty. Sun shining through the trees. There's a little haze, a little bit of haze. There's a little bit of water in the air. There's a little bit of, I don't want to call it fog, but there's definitely a haze. And the sun shining obliquely through it really shows it off. Like, I'm walking in the shade, and so the streams of light coming down are illuminating the very faint haze, giving the sunlight a little extra body this morning. It's really quite lovely. So yeah, I've been visiting Roger the other day. It's like, come on, Nate, you can do this. This isn't rocket surgery. You can you remember how to write. You just have to, as I've said 100 times before, Louis L'Amour, turn on the faucet. And I still have Ray Bradbury's Don't Think sitting as a post-it note, sitting in front of my face whenever I sit down to the keyboard. Don't think. So the other day I fired up my noise. Mynoise.net. Ding. Do we still ding? Is that still a thing? It used to be a big podcast thing. It's like whatever you mentioned. A URL, they always say ding. And I don't know where they came from, but it was not where I first heard it. Anyway, I don't think. Moving on. Turned on mynoise.net, picked up Lonesome Traveler, which is my go-to for writing background sound. And set the Pomodoro timer. The website comes with a timer. So you can set the timer to play for 5, I think it's what, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 60. I don't know. I think it'll go up to like 2 hours or 3 hours or something. But it's actually a shortcut key. You can set it for 25 minutes with pointing at the timer and hitting O. And it's actually called the Pomodoro, their Pomodoro mode. 25 minutes of typing, 5 minutes of not. 25 minutes of typing, 5 minutes of not. That's the idea of Pom. And for those who aren't aware, it's named after the little kitchen timer that's shaped like a tomato. Anyway, so I turn it on, and the beauty of this is that I don't have to look at the clock to see if the timer's still running, because as long as the sound is running, the timer is running. And when the sound stops, my time is up. But they do something a little different. The sound doesn't actually just stop. So you're not in the middle of a phrase and it goes, meh. And that's the end. It fades out. And the beauty of that is that if you're really into it, If I'm really into it, maybe you're different. If I'm really into it, I don't notice that it stopped. So I don't stop. And the other day, I just kept going. I just kept going. It was glorious. I haven't been able to replicate it yet. But, you know, it's still possible. It's a proof of concept. It still works. If I give it a chance, it works. And so, yeah, I'm trying to spend a little time, at least a little time every day with Roger and the cat. It's early on. We've met the cat. We don't know what the cat is yet, but we've met the cat. Dry sheet. Holy crap. And the story's the story. I'm done second guessing the story. I'm going to write the story. I have a vision for what maybe it could be, and we're going to go with it. And I'm going to write the whole thing. I'm going to write it to the end, and then we'll see what we got, and then move on. That's the theory. That's the plan. Let's do it. So I'm still playing X4. I'm playing a little more conservatively. I'm playing a lot less. It's like there's so much going on all the time. It's exhausting. I'm definitely playing my own game. If I look at any of the Let's Plays, I have no idea what the hell they're doing. I bought a destroyer. That's kind of fun. I parked a couple of heavy fighters on it. I found a free frigate. That was cool. And I'm still reading Wandering In. I really don't know what to think about this. This is, I'm back up to 20 hours a week because of Wandering and reading 20 hours a week. My phone keeps track of how many hours I read. It keeps track of the most commonly used applications, and Kindle is the most used at 20 hours a week. And for a while it was down to like 13 or 14. 15, and part of my problem with that is that it's always been the case that if I'm not reading, I'm not writing, and I wasn't writing, so I'm like, maybe there's a connection here, maybe there's something I should look at, and Wandering In has certainly put the boots to that. It's all I can do to stop reading. And put the book down and go do something else. I don't have much on the calendar for today to do myself. I've already baked bread. It's cooling on the sidewalk, on the sidebar, on the sidewalk. No, on the sideboard. Came out okay. I put it in the fridge last night. Baked this morning. Looks good. Which is good because I thought I had bread this morning, and I went and looked, and it's like one little miserly tab end that only barely gave me my toast for breakfast this morning. So it was a good thing I got it going. Anyway, we're at the moment of truth point here. I'm going to unlock the phone.
and open it up and check the recording. 25 minutes. It's still going. All right, that seemed to be one of the keys. We'll work on that. In the meantime, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.